This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to address Parliament today ahead of China visit. House Speaker Devaraj Ghimire and Chief Whips of major political parties finalize 15-day House calendar. President Ramchandra Paudal calls for integrating technology and entrepreneurship in education to build practical skills. Investment Board and Korea's G-Fellows sign MOU to develop green hydrogen and fuel cell plant in Nepal. And European leaders condemned Russian strikes that killed 23 people and damaged EU headquarters. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is set to address the House of Representatives today ahead of his official visit to China. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire informed party chief whips about the address during a meeting at Singhadarbar yesterday. The Prime Minister is expected to brief lawmakers on the objectives of his upcoming trip. Meanwhile, the meeting also finalized the House calendar for the next 15 days. The Federal Civil Service Bill is scheduled for passage on September 4th, followed by the School Education Bill on September 11th. Today's session will pass the land-related bill and send it to the National Assembly, while Citizenship Bill is scheduled for approval on September 3rd. The House also planned discussions on the Constitutional Council Bill returned by President's Office. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has informed that preparations have been completed for Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's visit to China at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. During the visit, the Prime Minister will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit 2025 and the 80th anniversary commemoration of the Second Sino-Japanese War. He is also scheduled to hold bilateral talks with the President Xi, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and other world leaders attending the summit. Prime Minister Oli will be accompanied by his spouse Radhika Sakya, Education Minister Raghuji Pantha, Tourism Minister Badri Prasad Pandey, senior government officials and lawmakers including Purna Bahadur Khadka and Chabilal Biswakarma. Officials say the high-level participation will help deepen Nepal-China relations and enhance Nepal's role in multilateral cooperation. President Ramchandra Paudal has stressed the need for reforms in schools' curriculum, teaching methods and learning approaches by adopting a science and technology-friendly, research-based education system. Speaking at the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Mahdi Secondary School in Songkhwat Sabha District yesterday, the President said education should be aligned with technology, skills, efficiency and entrepreneurship to meet lifelong learning goals. The Investment Board Nepal, IBN, and the South Korea's G-Fellows company have signed an MOU to conduct a detailed feasibility study for setting up a green hydrogen and fuel cell plant in Nepal. The agreement was signed in Kathmandu yesterday by IBN CEO Sushil Gyawali and G-Fellows CEO Ga Woo Park in presence of Korean Ambassador to Nepal Park Tae-yong and other officials. Under the MOU, the company will prepare the study within 10 months after receiving a survey permit. Officials say the collaboration will pave the way for investment approval in the sector backed by Nepal's Green Hydrogen Policy 2023. The District Public Health Crisis Management Committee of PARSA has reported that 583 cholera patients were admitted to hospitals since last Friday. Of them, 322 are still undergoing treatment. The committee said 260 patients, including 141 confirmed cholera cases, have recovered and returned home. So far, 57 cholera patients have been discharged, while 84 remain under treatment. In Birgans, 15 hospitals, including Narayani Hospital, are treating patients, with 45 reported to be in critical condition. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudal has stressed the need to mobilize foreign aid and concessional loans based on the country's development needs. Speaking at a program of the former Planners Forum Nepal yesterday, Minister Paudal said Nepal cannot progress by relying on grants alone and emphasized proper use of concessional loans for the country's development. The Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, has demanded the immediate resumption of online media registration and renewal. A delegation led by FNJ President Nirmala Sharma submitted a memorandum to Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung warning of protest if the process is not restarted. Minister Gurung assured transitional arrangements to ease the inconvenience, while Ministry Secretary Radhika Arial said steps will be taken to simplify the registration and renewal process. The online media process has been disrupted nationwide following amendments to the Printing and Publications Act 2048. Today marks the International Day Against Nuclear Test, observed worldwide to raise awareness about devastating impacts of nuclear weapons and to advocate for their complete elimination. The day has been marked annually since 2010 following a UN resolution promoting global solidarity against nuclear testing and proliferation. Countries around the world are observing the day with awareness campaigns, conferences and public events. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres highlighted the importance of remembering over 2,000 past nuclear test explosions and stressed that such actions must never be repeated. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The head of the European Union's Executive Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has expressed outrage over Russia's deadliest attack on Kiev since July, which also damaged the EU delegation office. Ukrainian officials report at least 23 people, including 4 children, were killed, with dozens more wounded. Ukrainian forces said Russia launched nearly 600 drones and over 30 ballistic and cruise missiles in the largest assault on the capital this month. The attacks followed a US-led diplomatic push to end the war, coming after Russian drone strikes left more than 100,000 Ukrainians' homes without power. Now, let's look at the forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rainfall is likely at some places in the hilly regions and at a few places in the remaining Tarai regions of the country. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim provinces today. Furthermore, the division has reported that monsoon low pressure trough is currently near its normal position in western Nepal, while in the eastern region it lies south of its usual location. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 26 to 28 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to address Parliament today ahead of China visit. House Speaker Devaraj Ghimire and Chief Whips of major political parties finalize 15-day House calendar. President Ramchandra Rapaudil calls for integrating technology and entrepreneurship in education to build practical skills. Investment Board and Korea G-Fellows sign MOU to develop green hydrogen and fuel cell plant in Nepal. And European leaders condemned Russian strikes that killed 23 people and damaged EU headquarters. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.